Hold up.
WeOP-talk.com.
We're going to talk about the jury system.
For us, it's interesting that the Oscar Pistorius case will not have a jury. And the reason that the politician's wife is hitting the headlines is because the jury recently couldn't reach a verdict and they're having to do a whole retrial.
Exactly.
So, is the jury system worth keeping? This is one of the questions that people are asking at the moment here in the UK.
But in the UK, not many cases really go to the jury system, do they?
No. All criminal cases in the UK go through the magistrates' court, first of all, and there are about 1.5 million to 2 million cases every year.
So you have these three magistrates and they decide whether someone's guilty or innocent, but the maximum fine, I think it's £5,000?
Yeah, either 6 months imprisonment or £5,000 fine. 5% of cases, the serious ones, go to the Crown Court, and that's where the jury decides whether or not the defendant is innocent or guilty. It is quite difficult, I think, to be a juror. You're not allowed to talk about the case at all with your friends or family. And as these are the serious cases, people do hear and see a lot of unpleasant evidence.
Yes, I've heard that after some cases, jurors have had panic attacks and often nightmares as well.
Now, Richard, what about you? Because I know you have been a juror, haven't you?
I have, yes. And it was a case about drug trafficking. They selected a whole group of people, and of that large group, 12 were selected to be jurors. And then the 12 of us were just put in a room and told, right, you've got to find the foreman. A number of the jurors didn't even want to be there. They just thought it was all a bit... they had better things to do, and certainly no one wanted to be the foreman. So I reluctantly said I would do it.
So how did it go, Richard? What was the case like?
Well, it was, I must admit, it was very interesting.
How many days did it go on for?
Well, actually, it only went on for a couple of days because we had the police evidence on the first day, I think the first couple of days. And then afterwards, I think the third day we came in, and then the judge said, actually, the accused, he's changed his plea. He's pleading guilty. So that was the end of it. And we didn't have to reach a decision.
So you didn't have to reach a verdict. In the case of this politician's wife, when the jury told the judge that they couldn't reach a unanimous verdict, he said, don't worry, just come up with a majority verdict. And they still couldn't do that. And some people then said, well, maybe we're expecting too much of the average member of public. Some of these cases are very complicated.
Yes, and I think there is a lot of truth in that because you hear a lot of evidence. You have to concentrate very hard and you've got to work out for yourself what are the important things and what are less important things.
So overall, Richard, what do you think? Do you think it's a good system that we have?
It's the best system we have at the moment. It's certainly very flawed, but I think the idea of being tried by your peers, i.e. your equals, is the best method we've got at the moment.